Hi, and welcome back to In the Loop. I'm your host, Rachel Camp. We're back this month with another discussion about all the ways Coweta Vega EMC has grown throughout the years. On this episode, we're excited to sit down with special guest Wendell Webb, a longstanding Coweta Vega EMC employee with 50 years of experience. He is going to share all about how line work has evolved over the years and how things have changed and improved when it comes to safety initiatives and training. So let's jump in. Okay, and we are back with Wendell Webb. He is the Vice President of Operations here at Coweta Vega EMC. So thank you for joining us, Wendell.
You're welcome.
So let me give you the opportunity to just introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell them what you do here.
I'm Wendell Webb. I'm Vice President of Operations, and that consists of dealing with the contractors, building overhead lines, scheduling underground installation, right away, the maintenance of the vehicles in the shop, and just about anything else that comes along.
Okay, awesome. So, Wendell, how long have you actually been with the co-op?
Be 50 years in April, two lifetimes.
So you have certainly seen a lot in your career here.
Yes.
So let's start with the beginning. So which position did you start in here and how did that progress into what you're doing now?
When I come to work here in 1973, I started on right-of-way. Back then, we had our own in-house right-of-way department. And so probably about after a year, I got moved up to overhead construction crew, a line crew, and I worked on that probably about 7 or 8 years, you know, from a groundman through the progression up to journeyman lineman. And yeah, I probably was on overhead line crew at least 7, 8 years, maybe 9 or 10. And then I moved up to crew chief on a two-man maintenance crew. I think that was in maybe the mid-80s or late-80s. And I stayed there until I think it was in 91. I got promoted to supervisor of overhead construction. And I worked in that position until 2010, I think. I become assistant vice president of operations then. I took on the underground, just about all of it. As I worked with Curtis Mode on that, he was vice president of operations then. And then 2012, Curtis retired, and then I moved into vice president of operations.
Okay. So you have done a lot for sure in your time here. You've pretty much been in operations so your whole career.
Mm-hmm. I worked in dispatch a couple of years too.
Okay.
Broke my leg during an ice storm.
Really?
Yep.
So then you went to dispatch for a little while.
Yeah, while my leg healed. Yeah.
Well, okay.
A little while turned into about 2 years, I think. But
I'm sure you learned a lot there, too.
It was a good learning experience, very good learning experience.
For sure. Okay, so let's talk about line work then, since that has pretty much been the focus of your career. So, Wendell, how has it changed over the years?
When I started, we didn't have no bucket trucks. I mean, everything we did, we climbed. And when I started, the system voltage was 7,200, and we didn't do any energized work. So, you know, we just climbed up our work around the primary and did it that way. So probably some of the biggest changes is when I started, the trucks, they had communication radios, but they didn't have no other radio. They had heat. They didn't have air. Now, you know, they got AM, FM radios, air conditioned, and bucket trucks. So that's, and we do everything energized now. So, you know, we got high-rated gloves, cover-up equipment to work it energized. So I think that's probably some of the biggest things that's made it a lot safer. And we have better training now than we did when I started. When I started, there was hardly no training available. I mean, you just learn what the person you was working with taught you, or, you know, you didn't know if it was a bad habit or a good habit or what. You just learned what they taught you. But now that, you know, there's kind of a standard of what you need to do and learn, and, you know, the training and education part of it is much better now.
So certainly improvements in safety protocols and different kinds of equipment used. Let's talk a little bit more about the training. So now the training is completely different, like you said, but it involves schooling and it takes a number of years to complete, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that most of them that come to us now as an apprentice, they've had either a Southeastern college, you know, Lyman's College. I think it's about 8 to 12 weeks. They have that, and, you know, they go through. They learn to climb. They do some storm preparation. They get their CDL. So they come in with a basic knowledge of what they need to do. So we normally start them like a apprentice 1A or something. And then it's a progression of 4 years to up to a 4A. And then we promote them up to a PLT, which is 2 more years. And then to a journeyman, which, you know, I think probably the total training's about 6 or 7 years to get to journeyman. And then once they get to journeyman, we give them responsibilities of doing, you know, running the truck, putting them on in charge of a standby crew and stuff like that. Just get, you know, supervisor responsibility and training.
Right. Okay. And that certainly helps us as well, too, with them coming now with a little bit of knowledge, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about growth and expansion of our area.
When I started, there wasn't any Walmarts. There wasn't any restaurants on every corner. I think it might have been one store between Newland and Peachtree City at that time. Peachtree City had started to be developed a little bit. And I think we had about 9,000, between 9,000 and 10,000 members when I first started here. So from then to now, it's been tremendous growth. You know, we got the restaurants, we got the shopping centers, we got the traffic, and I think we're probably close to maybe 75, 76,000 members now.
So that is tremendous growth. So what are some things that we have done to help implement that and to expand our service territory and still offer that reliable service?
Well, and I hate to keep saying when I started, but I think in 1973, we might have had 7 substations. And the only provider, if I'm not mistaken, we bought from Georgia Power strictly. You know, they had all control over your rates. And 39 of the EMCs in Georgia, you know, they got together to form Oglethorpe and kind of, they bought 30% of some nuclear plants and a coal-fired plant. So, you know, they were able to enter into more negotiation on the rates and all that and just not have Georgia Power deal with it. That's probably one of the bigger changes I've seen. And then when gas was first deregulated, we got in the natural gas business, being a provider, a marketer. And we did it then, I think it was this Peachtree Natural Gas. But now we've got back in it with true natural gas. And so, you know, that's something else that's worked out really well for us, you know, that give the member and additional customers, you know, a choice. So that's worked out real well.
For sure. And also, assuming, you know, with all of the growth came us adding employees and additional equipment. So how has that looked?
We had 60 employees when I started, and we're up to 207 now.
Wow.
And I think we had 3 overhead construction crews. When I started, we didn't even have an in-house underground crew then. But a couple of years after I started, we bought our own trencher and formed some in-house underground crews. And as you know, we've got hotline crews now, you know, overhead maintenance crews, underground construction, underground maintenance crews. I mean, we got it all and they can do it all. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest changes. When we first went to getting into underground, we had people just specifically trained for underground. You know, that was their specialty, just work on underground. So as we got more and more into it, we started doing cross training between overhead and underground. And, you know, that's worked out really well over the years that they can do it all now.
So, Wendell, how do you see us continuing to change in the future?
I mean, we've grown, I think, just about every year I've been here. You know, there's been a few years that things got really slow. And I think we'll continue to grow in the future. I think there'll be more solar maybe or green energy. That's a lot of talk was on fuel cells one time. And that might develop down the road. I don't know. But, you know, that was hot and heavy one time. And I think, as bad as I hate to say it, I think electric vehicles will probably be a major factor in the future.
I think I have to agree with you there. Solar and EVs are certainly on the rise. So, yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you for talking about your experiences and how things have changed over the years. So, before we wrap up, I want to talk a little bit about, I know you are nearing retirement, and just want to ask you to share a little bit about some different moments in your career that were memorable and also some things maybe you're going to miss about your role here when you do decide to retire.
Well, probably some of the memories would be mistakes made over the years or not good judgments, I guess I could say. We had built a new substation. We had some people, they all wanted to turn the regulator on at this new substation at the same time, and the bypasses were still in, so they kind of left here like a rocket. And probably, you know, I've seen a lot of commercial growth, you know, the hospital, US Can, AT Plastics. I mean, when I started, it was just about 100% residential. But now, you know, we've got a lot of large commercial and small commercial. So, and I think that'll continue in this area because they still, you know, there's still a good bit of room for growth. And we went from a strictly 7200 or 12 kV system to split. Now we still got 12 kV and 25 kV, you know, and that's something that I've done and seen it go over the years. And I think, you know, that'll continue also.
For sure. So maybe you can tell us before we close out, what are you going to miss most about your role here?
I'll tell you what I'm not going to miss. I'm not going to miss every time it thunders or lightning, my phone ringing, we got 500 people out or whatever. But no, I mean, that's just part of the job. I mean, that's ever since I wanted to become a lineman, you know, that's been part of the call out part, the storms and that. Probably the biggest thing, you know, I'll miss the people. And, you know, I guess just being part of this organization, you know, I'll miss that, you know. Not saying that, you know, I'm going to go and not ever come back, but, you know, I won't be here every day, so I'll have something else to occupy my mind, hopefully.
Well, sure, absolutely. I'm sure this is like family to you. You've been here 50 years. That is a long time.
Seen a lot of changes, a lot of people come and go. Yeah.
Made a lot of relationships.
Yeah. When I come to work here, there was people that I thought were old and said, now I look back and say, they done come and gone now. I'm at that point. So, yeah. In a way, it's amazing how quick 50 years can go by. But then, you know, you look back and say, well, like I said, that's two lifetimes just about it. But, yeah. It's all been enjoyable, though. It's probably out of all of it, you know, there's not too many bad experiences I've had. I mean, I truly enjoy my job. And, you know, I'll miss it. But like I say, I got some other things that'll keep me occupied, busy.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, well, I think we're going to wrap up. We obviously wish you well in your retirement. But thank you very much for coming on with us, Wendell.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of In the Loop. We hope that you enjoyed this fun, informative two-part series where we talked about the rapid growth of Coweta Fae at EMC over the years. We invite you to join us next month as we talk about and celebrate Lineman Appreciation Month. And as always, we invite you to subscribe to In the Loop wherever you listen to your podcast so you'll never miss an episode. See you next time.